Hello everyone, this show has content in it, and this is a warning about that content. Some of it's very adult, so if you're an adult as well, you go ahead and keep on listening. But if you're a little kid, well, guess what, buddy? You probably shouldn't be listening to this. What are you doing listening to podcasts anyways? You have so much of your life ahead of you, you should be going out and doing crazy stuff like riding bikes and I don't know, whatever you little guys do nowadays. You go have fun. Stop listening to this, you little turd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, small animals, old people, it's time for the Random Bush. I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bushwitz, and we're very excited to bring you the Random Bush.
Today's episode is brought to us by Punchlines with a minimal setup. And then the cab driver says, "Hey, that's no fair."
Because I've heard dolphins in real life with my own ears, and then I've heard them as a recording, and they sound alike.
Wait, like were you hearing them above water, or were you hearing them
underwater?
Is it the same sound? Like when you're above water versus when you're underwater?
No, because they make different sounds underwater.
Well, is that because the water carries the sound differently?
Because they use sonar. So here's the thing.
Wait, is the sonar making noise?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought the noise was triggering the sonar.
The noise that they make when a dolphin makes a noise isn't from, they have the two holes. They have the hole on top of their head, and then they have the hole in front of their face. Hole in front of their face.
Mouth?
Their mouth.
Okay.
Their mouth.
I was like, the mouth hole?
But their mouth does one thing. It eats. That's all it does.
It doesn't breathe?
No, the mouth doesn't breathe.
Oh, okay.
Only the hole breathes.
Do they do sexual stuff with their mouth?
Dolphins do
sexual stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if dolphins know how to give blowjobs. Is that what you're asking? Or go down
Could
on each other as it was?
Could we introduce head to the dolphin world?
How would you introduce, would you get two dolphins and stick one of their heads into each other one's crotch?
That
like,
sounds
how
like
would you
forcibly
do that?
69. Yeah. I don't think they would enjoy it very much.
Yeah. How can you introduce
how did they
oral
not
sex
stumble,
to dolphins?
How did they not stumble onto 69?
Dude, I'm
dolphins
sure.
Dolphins can perfectly 69. It's almost a beautiful tattoo on some
tattoo. No, they have to look down. No way. They can't do it like that.
Think of two dolphins.
No.
It's like a perfect circle.
They would have to because they would have to be pleasuring themselves.
I guess
you
I don't know where a vagina
yeah,
is on
no,
a
no.
dolphin.
When you think about this, two dolphins, they would have to look down in order to pleasure that part of the dolphin.
Hold on. How do dolphins normally do it?
Like this, right?
I don't see. There's no way the listener knows because I can physically see you and I don't understand
what you're saying. Imagine a dolphin with just like a flat, like.
Hold
belly.
On, let's do this for the listener. I'm seeing a dolphin from from the side.
Yes.
I can't say words.
Profile of a dolphin.
Yeah. All right, so his head is on this end. He's got the bottle nose, and it kind of goes down, and there's like a tail. All right, that's the dolphin.
Yeah.
Where does the other dolphin sidle in? Is it like a from under?
This is your profile dolphin.
Okay. Right.
This is another profile dolphin.
Oh, right? Okay. Oh, wait, he's
and
putting
then,
what? Okay, so one
sex.
Dolphin flips completely upside
yes,
down, and
yes.
then it sandwiches.
And the other one sandwiches into it.
So
yeah.
it's belly to belly.
Belly to belly. Right. Belly to belly
So
sex.
It's missionary.
Yeah.
Dolphins only missionary.
I don't think dolphins do any other styles.
Well, they can't really
except
doggy.
For dolphin style.
The tail get
That's
in the
it.
Way.
That's the only thing they have is dolphin
Should
style.
Should we start calling missionary dolphin style to make it sound more
I've
exotic?
I've never seen dolphins fucking. I didn't know they had multiple positions. I know chimps have multiple positions because I seen a chimp fucking at a zoo one time and he changed positions.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like doggy.
Yeah,
and then...
well, he was doing the regular, like, doggy style because
okay.
he's a chimp.
Right,
you know?
Going
like
at
they
it.
Do animal stuff. But he took the leg, he got the leg and lifted it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he had just, like, the leg, like,
get a little Kama Sutra up
yeah.
into that shit.
Yeah. But I was like,
then
whoa.
Then he wrapped the leg around his shoulders.
Yeah. Well, like, I think he was just kind of like, because he's an animal, and I think he was just kind of like pulling on her, and he was kind of like pulling
this
her
goes
up.
Here but and that
he
goes there.
Realize when he looked down, he's like, "Oh, these still line up. Ah, I'm going at it while
right,
I can."
Right, yeah,
and
sure.
Like she's not doing anything because you know animals they don't care. Sometimes they're just like, "Yeah, you might as well fuck me. It's fine."
I suppose
that's the attitude that female chimp had. It's like she was like interested in like the grass or like some other shit over here. She's just like, and I'm like,
"I guess that's happening."
Are you
there.
Unaware that there's another chimp not a foot away from you, just hammering himself into you?
You know,
and she didn't even care. She's just like, "That's going on down that part of my body. That's low down."
I think that's
care.
A part
so
of humanity
away.
As well. It's never happened to me, but I have heard about people like texting during sex, or I'm usually very in the moment. On the very rare occasion, once in a blue moon, when some lady shines the love light onto me.
I don't think that's true. I don't think there's any real thing like that. I think there's a matter of repressing it. You know what I mean? Like you can repress it a little bit. Like you can repress an orgasm. You can hold it back. You can be like, "Oh no, I'm not that into it." But, you know, it still feels great. And I think that's what that chimp's doing. That chimp is faking how great, like, she's going. Like, she's just laying there being like, "Oh, yeah." But in her mind, she's
I'm just not into this.
You know.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think she's like, "I'm so over this. I'm just ready to go to sleep. I
no
hope this guy finishes."
No way. I've never felt that way anytime I've been, like, even if it's just, like, a little stroke. Like, like a bug walks across it. Even then, I'm like, "Oh, this is happening."
Woo!
Yeah.
Let's do this. Woo.
It's never like, "Oh, gross." It's always just kind of like, "Ah. That felt kind of good, though. Thanks, Buggy." You know what I mean?
Sort of. All right, you're not allowed to play with my ant farm anymore.
And now, random thoughts.
Movies based on real events usually work out pretty good. Real events based on movies very rarely work out that well at all.
"Look, Mommy! A Pegasus!"
Wait. What'd you just call me?
"A Pegasus! Aren't you a Pegasus?"
"A Pegasus? Do you see any wings on my back? I can't believe this shit. Every day with Pegasus this and Pegasus that. Pegasus. Bitch, that's racist. I'm a flying horse. There is a difference, you know. But to you, I'm sure we all just look the same. Do you know how many flying horses there are in this whole great big world? One. And you're looking at them. Pegasus. Pegasus. More like Pegasus my ass. And this is a horse's ass. A flying horse's ass."
"I don't like horses anymore."
"Yeah, you better walk away. Uh-huh. Keep walking. Pegasus. I can't believe this shit."
Thoughts from the Bush.
I wish there was a way to combine cooking shows with mixed martial arts. Like maybe round one they fight each other, but then round two is muffins.
Just had a helicopter and you just stood underneath it and threw salad stuff into the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then had some kind of like tarp system that caught it all.
And then you have a guy with a bowl and it just keeps landing, and then you got a tomato.
Okay, here's what you need. There's a glass room, and the helicopter is inside the glass room.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then along the walls on the floor is like a gutter system that's all angled to one side.
I love this already.
All right, you start up the helicopter.
Yes.
And you stand under the helicopter with like a big basket full of vegetables.
Oh my God.
All
right? Yes, and then one at a time, to your enjoyment, you'll come up with different fun ways. Dude. You just whip the vegetables into the helicopter, right? And it would go flying off. Yeah. It would hit the walls. It would run down the walls, catch into the gutter, and eventually sweep down into one gutter where you would then open it kind of like, you know those bulk cereal distributors? Like you put your bowl under it and you open the thing up and cereal pours out? It'd be like that, but salad.
Yeah.
Right, because you'd have thrown all the different vegetables through it.
And it falls perfectly.
Right, it'd just be a salad would fall right out.
I love that idea.
That's a really, like, a long way to go
that
for it.
That would be a restaurant. That should be
salad. Oh, fuck yeah. People would come out of the world.
It's a big, okay, so you go in there.
People
you
would
walk
love
through.
To throw food at a fucking helicopter. Yeah. Just for shits and giggles.
Make your own salad. That's literally what it is. You make your own salad. You walk through the front door.
The helicopter makes your salad.
They just give you a big basket of the, you order a certain salad, and they're like, okay, and they just have baskets of all these fruits and vegetables that they put in front of you, and then you take it, and you just walk into the helicopter room, and you go, brap, 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 and then after that, you walk out, and they hand you the salad that you just made. That's awesome! That's the coolest helicopter,
helicopter it is awesome.
Salad bar ever.
Helicopter salad bar?
Salad bar. Hellabar.
Hellabar is the shit.
Hellabar. Hellabar.
Hellabar is the shit, but here's the problem. At the end of that, okay, you go into the helicopter room, or you pick out all your vegetables, you throw them through the helicopter in the helicopter room, and then you walk out of there and you make it to the cash register, and they go, okay, well, that salad's going to be $7.99. But the use of the helicopter is about $4,000. So
it's all that fuel.
Right. Like
we're burning helicopter fuel.
So that's gonna be $4,000 and $7.99.
Can I get the guac taken off?
It's all over the walls in there, sir. We'd have to build a special helicopter with like stainless steel
blades.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, you be careful. You don't want to get sucked up into it. Just throw the vegetables. Don't jump.
Right. Don't jump.
You can't throw and jump. I don't know why you keep doing that, lady. You're going to lose a hand.
Oh, my gosh. It just gets everywhere.
We'd have to put up a fence.
No, it's a glass box that the helicopter's in the middle of so everyone can watch other people making their salads,
oh, that's even
too.
Better. I would just go and watch. People would be like, is this going to be for here to go? Oh, we're fucking staying here. Yeah. We want to watch
we're
people
gonna
fucking...
watch people throw food at a helicopter.
Hell, yeah.
And watch shit fly everywhere. You sign a waiver. If you get onion in your eye, that's your own
somebody
fault.
Might get hurt. This is going to be great.
Why are you chucking croutons in there? I don't know. What's a heavy fruit that you don't want
to
throw
I'd like to
in
see
there?
Someone throw like a whole bottle of salad dressing up into the mix.
Bah!
Like, oh, fuck. Every like 15, 20 minutes, a squeegee guy comes through and takes down like to clear off the glass. No, we need giant windshield wipers.
Right?
That'll be fun for the viewers.
That'd be great.
Everybody would normally just make a garden salad, but every once in a while, I'd be like, oh, fuck, this guy wants a Caesar salad. Just a second. Let's clear it all out. You want chicken on it too? Fine. Get some chicken.
The good thing about that is that they can just give them a whole chicken.
Like it's just a chunk of roasted chicken.
And just chuck it up.
Right. We'd have to have two separate helicopter rooms. Like that's the one you take meat into. This is only vegetables in this one for the vegans. This helicopter may have been used to cut meat.
Right? Oh, you can't do it for the bacon bits. For the bacon, you gotta have a Jewish helicopter.
Well, oh, shit.
You gotta have its own.
Three helicopters.
You gotta have a kosher helicopter.
That means we need three. Well, not only do we need three helicopters, we need three glass rooms. And we only use the kosher helicopter like once or twice on Thursdays.
Here's a question. Can you actually take these out and fly these helicopters?
No. These are not flying helicopters.
I was going to say, maybe every day they fly in and
these
land.
These are stationary helicopters.
I would just love to see the kosher helicopter fly.
I don't even...
I had a salad off of that helicopter one time. Pointing up at it. Yeah, that's a good...
That's a good salad.
That is a good chef. That helicopter flying around up
I don't
there.
Even see them as helicopters. I just see them as like a pole with a helicopter top.
No, they're going to be like a full helicopter. Because that would be fun.
No, it's got to be
for
like...
For an extra dollar, you can lick the helicopter.
What?
You
can lick it. Be covered stuff. In shit.
You're like... Bleh.
It would have salad dressing and fucking tomato all over it.
It has caked on like Thousand Island from like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that'd be so gross.
They just haven't scrubbed off.
We'd have to have some hosing system. So every once in a while, you just turn on a hose, like water would just explode everywhere in the room.
I mean, I imagine it's all going to be like ceramics.
Grates
in the floor.
Yep.
You know, the helicopter in and of itself... Maybe it would have like a cool facade, but it's a, you know, it's just a bunch of blades flying around on the ceiling. It's like an upside down blender. We could just do that. Just play upside down blender. That's a fun idea.
This even better. I got a better way to do this. We need two stories. Now we create the glass room thing, and that's for the viewers, but you don't actually go in the glass. classroom. All right. Instead, you go up to the balcony and you chuck your food down from the top.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's much better because yeah. then you can just throw things and it goes into it and it flies all over the place. It's like a giant Cuisinart.
You try and throw it really fast so you can see if you can get it between the blades.
That,
you know?
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I got one through.
Yeah.
If you get a whole tomato through, your salad's free.
Yeah. Oh, you have to eat the whole head of lettuce now. You're just sitting there like, I threw it too hard. Kind of biting into it.
Yeah, you got to throw it just right so it gets chopped up. You know.
Yeah.
So we might need like a dual helicopter to catch the ones that gets through the first
you
one.
You know, there's going to be a guy up there just like making sure people don't jump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to ruin the
one person's going to jump and it's yeah. no longer a family friendly restaurant.
One person's going to drop their baby in it.
Oh, shit.
That's why.
Well, we're closed.
That's why you got to throw it up and not down.
Wait, what?
That's why you got to throw it up and not down because you can't.
No, you can't take your baby up there. That's a bad idea.
No babies, no purses.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You have a hole that just destroys whatever you throw into it. People are going to want to throw everything
into it. There's
going to
be a person
it.
Who stands there and is
like,
whoa, sir,
yeah.
take the watch
There's
off.
There's going to have to be a sign
no
that
ring.
Says salads only. How ridiculous is that?
Ma'am, you have to take all your rings off before you throw that peach
I'm
at gonna the...
I'm going to throw that in there.
No, it might fall off your hand. Just take your rings off, please.
Okay. Oh, my cell phone.
Fuck. Now all the salads are ruined.
Yeah. Well, we're closed.
Nobody wants cell phone salad.
Closed for the day to get all those bits off.
Oh, look, my salad's got barium in it.
I got a processor. Can I spit into it? No. Can't do it. Throw anything except for salad materials.
Oh, yeah. We got to have a bunch of people that are like, don't spit. No. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Shit, he's spitting it. Should we say something? Just let it slide.
People just be like, what can I throw in here? It's like only salad stuff. Well, can I just toss my Gatorade? No, just a little bit.
Ah, I just threw my shoe. I'm going to have a shoe salad.
Look, someone's stealing your car.
Okay, this is a bad idea. Okay, this is how it'll work. You walk in, you go up to the salad bar, you select all the whole fruit, whole vegetables, which is great for the cooks. All you have to do is put out, like, the truck show up, like, here's 10 heads of lettuce. Great, let's just put it out on the salad bar. We don't have to prep shit. All right, and you walk up, you just grab, like, a head of lettuce, you grab a couple of different, like, a tomato and some celery and some carrots, all the stuff that you want in your salad. And then eventually you walk up and you give it to a person, and he works there. He throws it into the room. You stand there and watch. You stand there and collect. You watch it all hit the walls and fall down and go into the gutter system. And then you like hold your plate and it rolls out. And you're like, oh, that's my salad there.
See, here's the thing.
I made a salad.
The more you talk about it, the more it turns into a realistic idea.
It's a great idea.
We
might have
is.
Just invented the new
I mean, it's a
restaurant
pretty good
sensation.
Idea, but I like it. I like it to be ridiculous.
It is like ridiculous. It's a
maybe a pendulum.
It's a helicopter.
Maybe a pendulum
in a glass room.
Going back and forth like this. Maybe a whole group
to
of
slice the ham.
To slice it with. And you just roll your salami down. And as it goes.
You know what this should be called? Playing with your food.
Everyone gets weird shit. They're like, everything's just blended up.
That'd be fun, man. I want to go to a restaurant called Playing With Your Food.
Playing With Your
Remember
Food?
Remember what your mom told you to never do? Come on down to Play With Your Food.
You can get a flare gun, fill it with chili gun bullet, and just blow it into your mouth.
Oh! It hurts like hell, but it's delicious.
Right to the back of the throat. Bam! It's going to be shut down by the health inspector in a week.
That is awful.
First, they're going to be like, this place, you can't throw food. Into people's mouths from across the room. It's just like a slingshot on one side of the room. They just fire it every 5 minutes at a certain person. And they're like, what does this mean? Target zone. What is this table? Target zone. Bah! You just get like a turkey leg in your fucking eye.
I don't want to have to deal with that. Hey there, everybody. This is Sean Random. I just want to pop in for a brief moment and let you know, I know from the outside looking in, our podcast has this cute little comedy angle, but from the inside looking out, a lot of people don't realize this show is a huge collective effort. Nearly 100 starving artists contributed work to our overall production. That's writers, stand-up comedians, actors, musicians, performers of all kinds. Now, we'll perform for an audience of one, but we want to perform for thousands, the millions, the all. The only way for us to build that audience is if you spread the word. We'll continue to put this show out every Thursday. There's going to be a brand new episode, and we've got the Random Bush Presents extended conversations and other content. We've got quite a few of them on the back burner as well. So new content is on its way. I'm just asking for your support. Tell a friend. Leave us a review. Spread the word. Let's make an audience for our performers to play for.
Okay, so we've come to the end of another fantastic show, and what a fantastic show it was. Thank you guys so much for listening. Keep in tune for next week, where we're going to have more stuff happening. So, from our mobile podcasting studio right here in Burbank, California, this has been the Random Bush Show. Thank you so much. Peace.